Moncrief on News Talk.
Fish are calling from Utrecht, a Dutch city that has innovated conservation with its remarkable fish doorbell, stirring waves in both environmental preservation and community involvement. I saw it on TikTok, you may have too, but here to fill us in is Willemijn Koppelaars, who is an ecologist. Welcome to the show, Willemijn.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm fascinated by this. I saw it on TikTok. Are you aware that you've gone viral on TikTok with this fish doorbell?
We are quite aware. The numbers on the website have been spiking, and we are getting a few hundred emails now daily. That's from people asking questions and just sending in photos and all that sort of stuff.
So for people who don't know, talk to us about what it is and when it all began, the origins of it.
Right. So what it is the fish doorbell is a 24/7 live webcam, like live stream that you can find on a website. And it's a webcam that's located underwater in a lock that is in the city center of Utrecht. Utrecht city center has a few canals running through it, and these canals connect to bigger rivers, one to the north and one to the south. And the canals are used by fish as a migration route. Fish migrate yearly, just like a lot of other animal species, to get to a place to reproduce, to spawn. And this lock is kind of like in the middle of their route, and it kind of started, I think, about 4 years ago when a colleague ecologist of mine happened to be outside near this lock in the spring, and he could see fish in the water and just kind of noticed that they weren't able to pass through because this lock doesn't open very often in the spring when it starts raining less.
Okay, yeah.
And he started thinking about a way to solve that, because how would the lock master know when to open or when the fish are there? So we put a live webcam in the water, and the website, if you look through the live stream, has a button, which is kind of like a literal doorbell that people can press if they see fish on the camera. And when you ring this doorbell, it sends a notification to the lock master, and then he knows to open the gate to let the fish through.
So I'm currently on the website. There's 975 viewers also on with me, and we are watching.
Yeah.
Well, there's no fish there at the moment. I've actually never seen a fish on it, and I've been on it a few times. What happens? Like, is it a whole? Because I'm imagining we also have a lot of canals in Dublin, and we have locks, but they're sort of these huge gates that would fit a barge through, you know? Is it a whole thing that opens when a fish needs to get through, or is there like a little cat door or some sort of a flap that would let the fish through?
I'm pretty sure it's the whole thing, but it's not a very big canal. It's only a few meters wide.
Okay.
So it's not like a huge river, but it's still apparently like used as a route for them. By a couple of these fish. Yeah.
And
because the river that they go through actually runs all the way into Germany, which we know some fish actually go all the way up.
Oh my God, but this probably isn't the only lock on their journey. Like, we probably press the doorbell and they get through this one, and then they get stuck at the next one and they think that there's a doorbell there, no?
Could be. I'm not actually sure about the amount of locks that they would encounter. I think a particular problem with this lock is that in the early months of spring, it really doesn't get opened a lot.
Okay.
Because there's not a lot of recreational
use of the, yes, I understand.
Yeah, boats and stuff in this time of year, it's like still slightly too cold for people to go out on the water in like canoes and stuff like that.
And has the lockmaster said,
yeah?
Like, I presume that people are ringing this doorbell all the time, even if there's no fish.
It does happen. I think last year we had some numbers on it because we also analyzed all of the footage, which allows us to know how many fish are passing through roughly, which species we see, which is very interesting data for us. I think last year we had about 5,000 fish, but the doorbell was pressed about 100,000 times.
Oh, wow.
Which means that obviously when a fish is seen, a lot of people are pressing this doorbell at once, and there's also people just ringing it for fun. But we have a little bit of, I'm not a very tech person, but there is a program running behind it which kind of filters it out. And notification to the lockmaster only gets sent when a certain amount of people press it at the same time.
I understand.
Within a couple of minutes.
And is there a particular, you know, have you seen a tradition or like a pattern emerging where there's a particular week where they all travel, or there's a temperature that the water gets to and that's when you can expect to see more fish? Basically, is there any way of me narrowing down the window so that I might have better opportunity to see a fish?
So obviously temperature plays a big role. The fish start migrating when the water gets slightly warmer. So it's kind of just starting up now. And then also fish tend to want to migrate when it's a little bit darker, because they feel more secure, and not as out into the open, which would leave them vulnerable to, predators.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to show up most at the doorbell in the early morning, or kind of like towards the evening when it's not broad daylight.
Okay.
But then also, over the past few weeks, the water has been quite murky just because of the amount of rain that has fallen here over the past few weeks. I'm sure you can
Same.
Be familiar.
Yeah.
which makes the water very murky. And then if the water is murky, it gets quite dark at the bottom, which means that some of the fish are just coming through at very random hours.
Okay. And what kind of a fish am I expecting to see? Like, are these little fish, or am I expecting some kind of a half a shark situation?
I'd be very surprised if we saw a shark. But it's kind of a little bit of everything. I'm pretty sure we had an April Fool's joke yesterday when the Loch Ness Monster showed up.
Oh my God, hilarious.
It's both. We see like smaller fish, but also bigger ones like perch and pikes and bream. Like pikes obviously are predatory fish, which is another reason why the doorbell helps out the fish so much, because the smaller fish were ending up having to wait so long before the lock would open that the predators would come in and would just be able to snap them up real quick.
Oh, wow. You'd feel awful if you left a predator through, wouldn't you?
No, because the predators actually migrate too.
Oh, yeah. okay, fair
but
enough.
But obviously, if the lock is closed, it leaves them more vulnerable and the smaller fish don't really have anywhere to go. We see all kinds of stuff. Sometimes we see some birds passing by the webcam, like grebes or cormorants. That could be little lobsters or crabs that will wander around.
And is there any way of, and I'm not suggesting because this is such a cute idea, but is there any way of this becoming an automated thing, or could you have a sensor where something senses that they're like AI, you know?
Yeah, we absolutely could. Actually, the software that I mentioned that analyzes the footage is already quite good at recognizing the species, which, you know, for us now is just data of how many fish are passing through this every year, and it tells us something about population trends. But I think the way that we are doing it now, and obviously when this was started, it was quite a gamble to see if people would latch on and if enough people would be interested in even watching the webcam for it to work, which I think it has. It could be fully automated, but I think right now it's such a good, like, public education thing.
Yes.
That obviously it's, you know, going viral on the internet multiple places. And I think the most, like, the vast majority of people watching the doorbell are actually based in America, which is funny. There's a lot of Americans tuning in.
Yeah, that I saw an American advertising on TikTok. But I guess if it were automated, we wouldn't be having you on to talk about it. So it is working very well. I will let you go. We've run out of time, but thank you so much. I'll keep
eye. That's okay.
I will keep an eye on the webcam and hope that I see a fish. Thank you so much for joining me, Willemijn Koppelaars, ecologist from the Dutch city of Utrecht. A text in here correcting me. We actually only have two canals in Dublin, the Royal and Grand Canals, but people think we have loads because you might pass over them lots of times, making it seem like lots of canals. I understand that. I meant that we had loads of locks. I do know that we have only two canals, but other people might not. So there is that. And yeah, okay. So coming up after this, you are not imagining it. The statistics prove that it really has been raining forever.